This is Sunday morning. This is July the 19th, 2020. This will be the Prophet's Corner Uncut. I had a dream last night and I want to share with you. I didn't really realize it was a dream until I was awoken early. I got up, and anytime my sleep is disturbed, I'm ready to get out the can of whoop, you know what? On the devil. You wake me up, there'll be hell to pay. That's my motto. Well, today the Lord said it wasn't the devil this time. So I'll just explain the dream, and then I'll give you an interpretation of it. Well, let me step back. With all the COVID stuff going on and all the mask stuff going on, there's a particular group, I won't name who they are, where they live, or anything like that, that are got their city council to change their minds, and they're reaching out to people to write letters, make phone calls, meet with people, do all of these kind of things to volunteer to try to get a no-mask policy in the stores like they do the little old people, you know. Certain hours you can come shop. And so I went to the Lord about it, because I've been very aggravated about it, hate it. But I've been speaking what I want. Anyway, now keep all that in mind. All right, in this dream, I go into this store. It's packed with people. I don't really remember anybody having a mask on, but it was packed with people. And I remember taking a couple items up there to it was a big desk thing. And this young woman took my credit card, and then she proceeds to go off and do stuff with other people. And I get the manager's attention, and I explain to him what's going on, and he does the same thing, or the assistant manager, and then I get the manager. He does the same thing. And here I am trying my best to get him to hear me. Help me. You won't even let me check out. You took my credit card. I don't know what to do. It was horrible. Well, with that, I woke up, and so I got up earlier than usual. And I'm in there praying about it. The Lord said, that's the church. That's the church. There's people on social media platforms that make fun of ministers that are speaking to things and doing what we're supposed to do. They make fun of them, and they tamper with their videos to make them look like they're some kind of idiot, demon-possessed nut. Anyway, the Lord said, my church is trying to fight like the world fights. Send your letters, make your calls, meet with your little committees. This is how the church thinks they're fighting the good fight of faith. And the world thinks they're stupid. And they're not winning. They can't get anybody's attention. Not really. Not to really amount to much. And I'm not discounting what these people are doing. But what the Lord said to me, the way that the church fights is the good fight of faith. I saw when we go this morning that letter being pushed about this, about a no-mask time where they give you an hour or two to shop if you didn't want to wear your mask and nobody else in the store would have a mask on. And the Lord said, why would you compromise? You don't quit till the devil's agenda is out of here. I posted, I said, paranoia will destroy you. I said, why should a bunch of people that are paranoid hold the rest of us hostage? Let them be the ones that have the hour to go shop. I said, it should be a no-mask policy shopping, period. Don't compromise. Don't stop till the devil and every one of the last of his mask get out of this town. Get out of this state. Get out of this country. Get out of the world. He has no place here. Don't compromise.
No more masks.
So I said, enough said. enough said. He said, my church has to get it through their heads. This is the way we do battle. Not with the arm of the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And that doesn't just mean when you're believing for healing. That's why they're powerless. And they're all the time. They're not any different than the people in the world. Running around scared with like a chicken with the head cut off. And then the Lord said this, I want you to teach them how to fight. I said, been doing that, Lord. We'll continue to do that, Lord. That way when all this stuff comes down the pike, especially when these people are ministers that are doing this, it doesn't inspire much hope. But what can one do? What can one do? Yeah, they might change a city councilor's mind, but what does one do? Put 1,000 to flight. What will two do? 10,000 to flight. That's by just decreeing. That's by binding the devil. I told him, you get out of our stores. You get out of this city. You get out of this area. You get out. You get off the face of the earth. Just get off. Just get out. Get out of anywhere that I go. Stay out of my way because I'm going to kick your butt. Get out of my way. I'm going to kick you and kick you and kick you till you're kicked into the pit. That's the attitude we have to have as a church. Not this namby-pamby. Well, I think I'll make a phone call and argue with the manager at HEB, who doesn't even make the policy anyway. This is the way the church has been fighting its fights. That's why they're backed into a corner with nowhere to go. No place on the earth. The devil's trying to push us all back into a corner. You realize that, right? He's trying to push us off the earth. But the Lord gave it to us. He's renegade. He's illegal down here. He's the squatter. He's the one that's got to go. And we can't give up. We have to keep up. You may think that what you say doesn't mean anything, but God says it means everything. And without faith, you don't please Him. You're not going to stand before Him because of the committees you formed. He's going to be looking at you. Go read the Faith Hall of Fame. What God looked at. So, with all that nonsense put aside, whether my post meant anything or not, they probably think, oh, this one, another one of those kooks. I'd rather be a kook for Jesus than to conform or to the world and the way the world looks at things and the way the world does things. If the way the world did it, the worldly church did it, if it was effective, we wouldn't be in this situation. Lord said, don't conform. Don't conform. Even though you read that stuff, and anytime you do something, that stuff's going to hit you in the face. Don't let it conform you. You know the truth. And I told you, when you know the truth will make you free. I don't have dreams very often, but this one was, it's that old panic that this scamdemic has pushed. Panic. Fear and panic. That's why people are acting the way they are. This is why people are acting like very out of character, like the brown shirts. In other words, they're trying to rat their neighbors out, their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. I saw a little deal last night. There was a lady, looked like she was in a grocery store, maybe like a Sam's or something. And this young girl comes up to her and rams into her basket and screams at her, where's your mask? Then comes this fat slob manager out, whatever he was, and began to berate her and tell her she needed to get out of the store, just as rude as you could imagine. And she said, oh no, I'm not leaving. I'm calling the police and I will remain right here and I'll stay right here because you know what? You're enforcing something that's never been made into law. In fact, the truth is governors don't make laws. Only thing they've set down have been guidelines, and they cannot enforce anything. It's against the law. It's against our constitutional rights. And this lady knew her stuff, and so she just stood there and she said, no, I'll stay here and I'll remain here. And he was screaming at her the whole time to leave and get out. It made me weep. That's probably why I had the dream. I started to cry because I could not believe that people had stooped to being so low. So I'm glad the Lord got my thinking back right where it needed to be, and realizing that the greatest fight that you'll ever fight is the fight of faith. There is no greater. Even if you have all the mass military and all these new planes and all these new tanks and all this new technology, you will never be any greater than the walk of faith and the fight of faith. No, you won't. I'm not saying don't use those, but I am saying that we should never be ashamed of who we are and the type of warfare that we wage, because we can do everything we do in silence, never having to talk to anybody, say anything to anybody, but do our warfare daily and nobody ever knows. We don't cause riots. We don't cause ill feelings. We don't go around trying to get people to do something and causing a scene. No. Now, the Lord might give us words at times to say, but it's just, to me, it just put everything in perspective. And while I'm doing this, I'll just do this. This is kind of FYI. I sent it to Jackie. Was talking yesterday that the more they talked, it made me realize that everything the Lord said back in March is absolutely coming to pass. And it's not just in the United States of America, but it's all over the world. They're still taking out these dumbs. Gene said that 92% of the dumbs in the United States of America have been taken out. One place, they recovered over 35,000 children. It was a massive facility full of cages of children. And I thought, Lord, this is really is. It doesn't matter what people push or what people say or what the CDC says or the health, World Health, or whoever says whatever. God is using this for our president to go in with the military or however he has to do it to clean out these evil, wicked places. The swamp is being drained. That's what this is. This is the swamp being drained. And God is doing it. And we're the power behind that group. We'll probably never be recognized or seen, but by God in due time. And that doesn't matter. It's not even about that. It's about how powerful our words are. We have the power to create what we want. And I want a world without the devil in it. I want wherever I go, it's going to be like I say. How dare he? But see, he's pushed people and he's scared people, mainly the church, back into a corner. It just amazes me what I see and what I hear. I'm just go, Lord, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to even be associated with these people. And they're your people. Lord said it's because they don't know. They don't know. That's why people have to be woke up, because they don't think they can know if they're not awakened to what is really going on. I heard someone say, they may not listen to you or anybody else about politics or candidates or elections, but when they start seeing the pictures of them little babies and what has been done to those little babies, that will cause them to rise up and say, oh, HW hockey sticks, whatever. No. No, we won't. That's it. Everybody's got their point where enough is enough. Anyway, I want to encourage you today to keep saying what you need to say. Keep confessing the fight, your words. It's the fight of faith. I was looking here. COVID in Australia right now, they say Australia is the worst. It's the worst dumbs so far. They think Antarctica will be the worst, but Australia is one of the worst places in the world, and they're there right now, and they're doing that. And COVID is high sky. I mean, it's rampant in Australia. In fact, I saw a deal where they were confining people to their houses, and they were going door to door and testing them, and all this kind of stuff's going on. Well, it's a cover. Everybody knows this virus is not anything. They know. It's to keep that kind of people out of the way. Out of the way. When they're at home, they're protected. That's why I was so torn between the two, hating these mask things and wanting to just do something about it. But then on the other side of it, realizing what the Lord had said, this is a cover, because just Nasera's being worked on and soon to be implemented, and they're rescuing all the children and cleaning out the swamp. All this is coming down this year. That's why it's going to be this way till the election. So I say this today so we will be encouraged and not be discouraged and know that what we're doing matters. Talk about Black Lives Matter. People of faith matter more so than anybody could ever know, except the Lord alone. White hats are in control of all the satellites. Someone asked Gene about JFK Jr. He said, I'm not allowed to comment on that. So that told me, yes! Because if he is dead, he said he's dead. COVID is being used all over the world to take out dumbs recovering gold. Yes. There's another agenda, recovering the gold. Something else for your information is everyone that's been executed, they have recorded their confession, and they have recorded their hanging, their shooting, their whatever they were executed. After all of this is over, there's going to be a White House channel, a pay-per-view. You will have to pay for it. It's cheap, $1, I think they said. But they won't, you know, not everybody's want to see it. And there'll be certain hours that you can go on the White House pay-per-view channel and view these. There'll be certain hours that you can view it. So there'll be no doubt. And people say, well, if Hillary's already dead, why would they hang her? Because people have to see. They have to see. Okay. Jeff Sessions is the head of all of the tribunals. There can be up to 99 people per indictment. And when you're thinking 170,000 sealed indictments, there can be up to 99 people on each one of those. And they figured it up like 2.5, or was it 2.5 million people? I'm thinking, whoa, what percentage is that of their population? I don't know. All right. He did say George Floyd was dying and couldn't breathe before he was laid on the ground because of the fentanyl. And he was laying in the squad car and screaming, I can't breathe, so they let him out so he could breathe. But he is alive and he is in the hands of the White Hats. He didn't die. Okay. I think that's all that I had on that. But anyway, I want Danny to come up and sing that song.